今天我的题目是彼此相爱。
The topic of today's preaching is love one another.
约翰一书第三章十一节到十八节。
First John chapter 3, verses 11 to 18.
打开圣经，约翰一书第三章十一节到十八节。
Please open up your Bible to First John chapter 3, verses 11 to 18.
我曾经讲过，盼望你们每一次来崇拜的时候都带圣经来。
I've mentioned this before. I wish that you all will bring your own Bible each time you come to worship.
因为在我讲到的时候，我经常都会要你看圣经。
Because as I preach, I will often ask you to open the Bible.
约翰一书第三章十一节。
First John chapter 3 verse 11.
十一节，我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。弟兄们，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经处死入生了。没有爱心的，乃住在死中。凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。我们也当为弟兄舍命。凡有世上财物的，看弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜惜的心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？小子们啊，我们相信相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
First John chapter 3 verse 11. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother.And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil, and his brothers were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life, because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth.
神借着摩西把这个十诫赐给以色列人。
God gave the Israelites Ten Commandments through Moses.
然后吩咐他们要遵守这些诫命。
And he commanded them to obey.
要对神跟对人负责任。
And to be responsible to God and to man.
十诫前面的四条诫命是谈到人跟神之间那种关系。
The first four commandments talk about the relationship between man and God.
然后后面的六条呢，讲到人跟人之间那种关系。
And the following six commandments talk about the relationship between person and person.
那么来到新约的时候，
And as we come to the New Testament,
主耶稣就把这十条诫命归纳成两条大诫命。
Jesus Christ summarized them into two big commandments.
第一就是你要尽心、尽意、尽性地爱你的神。
And the first one is to love your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul.
第二，你要爱人如己。
And the second one is to love others as yourself.
然后除此以外，主耶稣基督也赐给我们一条新的命令。
And then Jesus gave us a new commandment.
那么这条新的命令就是在约翰福音十三章三十四节。
And this new commandment was given in John chapter 13, verse 34.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
A new command I give you, love one another.
我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
As I have loved you, so you must love one another.
然后刚才我们看那段经文，就是在约翰一书里面告诉我们彼此啊要相爱。
And the scripture we just read in 1 John told us that we need to love one another.
三章十一节这么说，我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
In verse 11 it says, this is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another.
起初的意思就是主耶稣把这个新的命令告诉门徒的时候。
From the beginning means the time when Jesus told his disciples.
所以这条新的命令从那个时候已经传到现在。
So the new commandment has been passing on from that point until now.
传到给我们。
To us.
你们不晓得还记得约翰一书三个主题吗？
Do you remember the three topics of 1 John?
记不记得？
Do you remember?
第一个主题是什么？
What is the first one?
第一个主题，神是光。
The first one.
第二，神是生命。第三是什么？神是爱。你看张阿姨记得很清楚。
The topic was, the first one was God is light. Second, God is life. And then God is love.
我们可见约翰一书其中的一个主题就是爱。
So one of the topic is God is love.
因为神是爱，所以神要求我们要彼此相爱。
Because God is love, and so God wants us to also love one another.
这不是一个吩咐。
That is not a command.
这是一个命令。
Well, it is a command. It is not a request. It is a command.
所以命令我们必须要遵守。
If it is a command, you must obey.
就好像一个军人遵守一个军官的命令一样。
Just like a soldier commanding the order from the high-ranking officer.
如果军官说去打仗，
If the commander said go and fight,
军人必须要服从军官的命令。
The soldier must obey the command.
同样的，耶稣基督命令我们要彼此相爱。
Similarly, Jesus commands us.
所以我们必须要服从耶稣的命令，即彼此相爱。
So we must obey his command to love one another.
这基督徒必须要爱人如己。
So Christians must love others as yourself.
爱所有的人，包括那些还没有信耶稣的人。
Love everyone, including those who have not come to know Jesus.
那么这是耶稣基督所说的第二条大诫命。
And this is the second big commandment Jesus has talked about.
但是这条彼此相爱的命令是给基督徒的。
But this commandment of loving one another is for Christians only.
也就是命令我们在主里的人要彼此相爱。
And it is to command those who are in Christ to love one another.
不要互相攻击。
Do not attack one another.
不要纷争。
Don't fight with one another.
不要嫉妒。
Don't be jealous of others.
不要怀恨。
Don't hate others.
不要在背后说人的。
Don't slander others.
还有各样各种各样没有爱的行为。
And all sorts of other activities that are without love.
我们看到当教会分裂的时候，
We can see that when the church splits.
经常都是出现这些问题。
And it is due to the above mentioned problems.
经常都是因为没有彼此相爱的心。
It's because they lack the heart to love one another.
人不肯让步。
People are not going to give an inch.
心中存着那种骄傲的心。
And that they are full of pride.
个人看自己比别人强。
They look at others or they look at themselves as stronger than others.
也不肯吃亏。
And they will not come and not an inch short.
不久前有一位朋友也是他第一次接触到圣经的。
One time there was a friend and it is the first time ever he had contact with the Bible.
他问了我一个问题。
He asked me a question.
他说当我读到马太福音第五章的时候。
He said when I read Matthew chapter 5.
那主耶稣说你们听见有话说以眼还眼。以牙还牙。
You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth.
只是我告诉你们，不要以恶人作对。
But I tell you, do not resist an evil person.
有人打你的左脸，连右脸也转过来由他打。
If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also.
那么这句话就是说告诉我们啊、这位朋友他觉得他不能够明白。
So my friend couldn't understand what he's talking about.
那么其实我第一次读圣经的时候读到这里我也不能够明白。
Actually, the first time when I read this passage, I couldn't understand it either.
有人打你的左脸也给右脸给他打。
If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him and let him strike the other side also.
我同样的有这个感受。
I actually have the same feeling.
啊，如果别人打你的左脸。
If someone strikes your left cheek,
然后给他打右脸。
And then he strikes your right cheek,
啊，不打他一拳才怪。
It would be funny if I don't strike him with my fist.
啊，我小的时候看了不少的武侠片。
When I was little, I watched a lot of kung fu movies.
啊，这些武侠片都是打打杀杀的。
All the kung fu movies involved is killing one another.
啊，好人被坏人伤害。
Good people were hurt by the bad.
然后好人就找他报仇。
And then the good will seek revenge.
啊，把他杀了。
And they will kill us.
然后电影就结束了。
And that's the end of the movie.
你可以想象到我们受到这种属猪的价值观念的影响。
We can imagine the influence we receive from these secular values.
啊，你对我不好，我会对你不好。
If you're not good to me, I'm not going to be good to you either.
如果你伤害我的话，我会找机会来报复。
If you hurt me, I'm going to take revenge.
但是圣经命令我们要彼此相爱。
But the Bible commands us to love.
爱的相对就是恨。
The opposite of love is hate.
而你看十二节里面形容一个没有爱的人。
So in verse 12, it describes a person without love.
那么这节经文谈到该隐把他的兄弟杀了。
This scripture describes Cain killed Abel.
请看十二节。
Please look at verse 12.
不可像该隐，他是主那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。
Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother.
为什么杀他呢
？And why did he murder him?
因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
Because his own actions were evil and his brothers were righteous.
所以该隐把他的兄弟杀了，是出于他内心那种嫉妒。
So Cain killed his brother Abel out of jealousy.
他嫉妒他的兄弟比他好。
He jealous that Abel did better than he.
所以产生心里面那种恨。
And so hate, arrived.
所以就把亚伯杀了。
And so he killed Abel.
那么十四节那边这么讲。
Verse 14.
没有爱心的乃住在子中，凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。
We know that we have passed from life to death to life. Anyone who does not love remains in death.
那么该隐对他的兄弟没有爱。
Cain did not.Have love towards Abel.
他的心里面存着那种恨。
He had hatred in his heart.
所以他才把他的兄弟杀了。
And therefore he killed him.
那么恨跟杀人是有密切的关系的。
There is a close relationship between hatred and murder.
那么一个人杀人是因为他心里面存有那种恨。
A person commits murder because his heart is full of hatred.
那圣经讲到，如果一个人恨一个人的时候，他已经杀了。
And the Bible says if you hate someone, you have already committed murder.
那么你可能说，或者我们可能说，我没有杀过人。
Well, we might say, well, we have never murdered anyone.
但是我们可能有恨过人。
But we definitely have hate others.
没有杀人是因为我们被那个法律限制。
We didn't kill or murder because we were limited by the law.
如果没有法律的限制的话。
If it was not because of the law.
那么一个心里面存着那种怀恨的人就可能很随意的去杀一个人。
And a person who has hatred in his heart would go out and murder easily.
那么有一个游客到动物园去观光。
There was a visitor to a zoo.
那么他看到一只老虎被 关在那个铁笼里面。
He saw that there was a lion behind closed gates.
他就对这个管理的人说。
And so he talked to the zookeeper.
他说这只老鼠好像我家里的猫一样。
He said this actually this tiger looks like my cat at home.
只是这只老鼠比我的猫比较大。
It's just that its size is a lot bigger than my cat.
你看这个老鼠在笼里面睡得多么安详。
He said, look, he was sleeping so peacefully in the cage.
把他关在那个铁笼里面真的是没有人道。
Oh, it is really so inhumane to lock him behind a gate.
然后这个看管的人就对他说，对这个游客说。
The zookeeper told him.
他说这只老虎看起来好像你家里的猫。
He said, this tiger looks similar to the cat at home.
但是他的性格跟你的猫完全不一样。
But,His characters are totally different from your cat.
然后他会杀人。
Because he can kill.
你应该感觉很高兴啊，他被关在笼子里面。
You should be glad that he's behind a closed gate.
只有一个原因，有些人没有去杀人。
There is only one reason why some people would never murder.
是因为他们受到法律的控制。
It's because they were limited by the law.
他怕被杀了人之后被关在监牢里面。
They were afraid that they would be placed in jail if they commit murder.
甚至会处死刑，被判死刑。
Or maybe they may even receive the death penalty.
所以一个人心里面存着那种仇恨，不代表他不会杀人。
So a person who has hatred in his heart does not mean that he will not kill.
只是因为他被受限制。
But it's because he was limited.
所以十四节、十五节那边说的没有错。
So verse what was said in verse 14 and 15 without mistake.
没有爱心的乃住在死中，凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人。
Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer.
是的，你跟我。没有曾经没有杀过人。
Yes, you and I have never killed anyone.
但是可能我们曾经恨过一个人。
But we may have in the past hate someone.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第五章二十一节、二十二节这么说。
So Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 5 verse 21 and 22.
你们听见有吩咐古人的话说，不可杀人。
You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder.
又说凡杀人的难免受审判。
And anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.
只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判。
But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment.
一个信耶稣得救的人必须在生命里面能够表现出耶稣基督的爱。
A person who has Jesus in their life must show that they have love.
我们圣经讲，没有爱，心里面存着恨，代表他还没有得到这个永生。
And the Bible says those who do not love but have hate in their heart means that they do not have eternal life yet.
代表他还不认识这位神，还不得救。
It means that they still have not come to know this God and they have not been saved.
保罗在提多书第三章第三节那边提到他还没有信耶稣之前那种处境。
Paul mentioned what he was like before he came to know Christ.
我们从前也是无知。
At one time we too were foolish.
悖逆受迷惑。
Disobedient, deceived.
服侍各样私欲和厌乐。
And enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures.
常从恶毒。
We lived in malice.
嫉妒的心。
And envy.
是可恨的。
Being hated.
又是彼此相恨。
And hating one another.
所以信耶稣得救的根据就是生命的改变。
So the proof of coming to know Jesus and was saved is the changing of your life.
把一切的仇恨除去。
Is to get rid of all your hatred.
以基督的爱来去爱别人。
And to love others with the love of Christ.
那么到底今天这经文所说的爱是怎么样的爱？
So what kind of love is mentioned here in today's scripture?
这个约翰一书三章十六节这么说。
In 1 John 3, chapter 16.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brother.
我们根据原文，这个爱跟约翰三章十六节的爱相同。
This love mentioned here is the same love mentioned in John 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
所以这个约翰福音三章十六节所说的爱，在原文是 agape。
So this love mentioned here is in the original language the agape love.
然后约翰一书三章十六节所说的爱也是 agape。
And the love mentioned in 1 John 3:16 is also agape.
这个爱跟哥林多前书十三章讲的爱也同样。
And this love is also the same as mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
对不起，那个 slide 不见了。
The slide for 1 Corinthians has disappeared.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is patient.
又有恩慈。
Love is kind.
爱是不嫉妒。
Love is not jealous.
爱是不自夸。
Not boastful.
不张狂。
Not arrogant.
不做害羞的事。
Not rude.
不求自己的益处。
Love does not seek its own way.
不轻易发怒。
Not irritable.
不计算人的恶。
Not resentful.
不喜欢故意。
Does not rejoice in the wrong.
只喜欢真理。
But rejoice in the right.
凡事包容，凡事相信。
Love bears all things, believes all things.
凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Hopes all things, endures all things.
爱是永不止息的。
And love will never end.
所以约翰三章十六节说神爱世人。
And so in John 3:16 it says God so loved the world.
将耶稣基督赐给我们。
That he has given us Jesus Christ.
叫信他的人不至灭亡反得永生。
For those who believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
所以神的爱是没有条件的。
So God's love is without any
condition. 不是因为我们有什么好的东西。
Not because we have anything good.
配得他的爱。
Which deserve his love.
而是神先爱我们。
But it's because God loved us first.
把最好的赐给我们。
And he gave us the best.
使到我们不至灭亡反得永生。
So that we shall not perish but have everlasting life.
这就是神的爱。
And this is God's love.
请看约翰一书三章十六节。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 3 verse 16.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为兄弟舍命。
This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
如果我们要明白什么是真爱，
If we want to know what true love is,
我们必须了解神的爱。
We must understand God's love.
每次我们感觉到不能去爱一个人的时候，
Every time if we feel like we cannot love someone,
我们必须想起神如何爱我们。
We must remember how God loved us.
所以约翰一书三章十六节讲到那种无条件的爱。
And so in 1 John chapter 3 verse 16, it talks about the unconditional love.
那么这节经文讲到神既然无条件的爱我们。
It says, since God loved us unconditionally,
我们也应当无条件的去爱其他的人。
Then we ought to love others unconditionally.
所以主耶稣牺牲了他自己的生命。
Jesus Christ laid down his life.
他把我们从这个罪恶中拯救出来。
He saved us from sin.
完全都是出于神那种无条件的爱。
And it is completely out of God's unconditional love.
如果你有听过一个人，他的名字叫做 Dawson Trotman.
If you know of this man, Dawson Trotman.
Dawson Trotman 是这个导航会的创办人。
He is the
founder of
Navigator.
那么有一次在退休会的时候
And one time during a retreat,
有群年轻人都在那湖中玩水
There was a group of young men playing in the water.
我们正在玩得很高兴的时候
And while they were at the height of their enjoyment,
我有一位年轻人在水中遇难
There was one young man getting into trouble in the water.
刚好 Dawson Trotman 在场
Mr. Trotman was right there.
他就立刻跳到湖中去救这个年轻人。
So he jumped into the lake to save this young man.
那么经过一阵子的挣扎。
And so after a period of struggle,
他就把这个年轻人救上来。
He saved the young man.
但是他却被淹在水里面。
But he himself drowned.
他赔上了自己的生命。
He has given up his life.
为了这个年轻人舍了自己，舍弃自己的生命。
He saved this young man, but he lost his own.
所以爱不单不要做那些邪恶的事情。
So love is not only you don't do those sinful things.
圣经讲你要为弟兄舍命。
The Bible said you must also give your life for them.
圣经命令我们要爱我们这些弟兄。
The Bible.Command us to love our brothers.
甚至到了一个地步，舍弃自己的生命。
To the point of losing your own life.
所以，约翰一书三章十六节讲，那个爱不是一般人所想象的爱。
So the love mentioned here in 1 John chapter 3 is not the love that you and I often thought of.
你爱我，我爱你。
You love me, I love you.
你对我好，我也对你好。
You're good to me, I'll be good to you.
你送我一碗红豆汤，我也送你一个绿豆汤。
You gave me a red bean soup, and I'll give you a mung bean soup.
但是这种爱是从什么来的？
But this kind of love mentioned here is from God.
不附任何的条件。
It is unconditional.
为弟兄舍命，就好像主耶稣为其他的人舍命，这种爱是最高的爱。
Laying down your life for your brothers is just like what Jesus did for us, and that is the highest level of love.
不是每一个人可以或者愿意做到的。
It is not something that everyone can do or is willing to do.
但是圣经劝勉我们要学习耶稣基督的榜样。
But the Bible has commanded us to learn from Jesus.
让耶稣基督的爱成为我们爱人的标准。
May the love of Jesus be the standard of our love to others.
所以爱的表现不限于为弟兄舍命。
And so the love of Jesus is not limited to just laying down your life for your brothers.
我们圣经也讲到，必须包括帮助那些有需要的人。
And it must also include helping other people.
那么如果在神的大家庭里面有需要的弟兄姐妹。
If there are any needs in the big family of God,
特别在物质上有需要的人
especially if they are in need of possession,
我们应当以怎样的行为来帮助这些人
So how then should we help these people?
那么雅各书讲到那种没有行为的那种信心
In James, they talk about the faith without action.
若是弟兄或者姐妹赤身露体
Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food
又缺了热用的饮食
And they lack daily food
你们中间有人对他们说
If one of you says to him
平平安安的去吧
Go, I wish you well
愿你们穿得暖吃得饱
Keep warm and well fed
却不给他身体所需用的
But does nothing about his physical needs
这有什么益处呢
What good is it?
这样信心若没有行为是死的。
In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead.
你看到圣经讲，如果这个信心没有这种行为，代表说这个人还没有得救。
So you can see, the Bible said if faith is without action, then it's saying that this person is still not saved.
同样的，约翰一书三章十七节也这么说。
And similarly, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 17,
凡有世上财物看见弟兄贫乏，却塞住怜悯的心，爱神的心就怎能存在他里面呢？
If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?
我们之前经文讲到一个财富很多的人，但是他塞住他的怜悯的心。
So here it's talking about someone who has material possession, but yet when he sees anybody in need, he neglects to help them.
他看到弟兄姐妹有在物质上的需要。
He sees the needs, the material needs of his brothers and sisters.
但是他没有怜悯的心。
And yet he has no mercy in his heart.
那么对这位有需要的弟兄姐妹没有任何的感受。
He has no feeling for this brother or sister who is in need.
他把这个怜悯的心关起来。
He has closed off his heart of mercy.
看起来没有一点同情心。
And it looks like he has no empathy.
主耶稣在出来转讲这个天国的福音的时候，
When Jesus was out preaching his gospel,
有不少的人来跟从他。
There were quite a number of people following him.
那么有一次耶稣就对这些门徒说，
And one time Jesus told his disciples,
他说我怜悯这些众人，
He said, I have mercy on them.
因为一连三天他们都没有吃东西。
Because for 3 days they follow me and have not eaten anything.
我不愿意看到他们饿着肚子回去。
I do not want to see them go home hungry.
恐怕在路上困乏。
And maybe they would fall sick on the way home.
所以主耶稣看到这些众人看到他们在肉体上的需要的时候。
And so when Jesus saw the physical need,
以致他心里面就起了这个怜悯的心。
He then has this merciful heart for them.
然后来主耶稣就用七个饼和几条鱼喂饱了四千人。
And so Jesus fed 4,000 with 7 loaves of bread and a few fish.
所以怜悯的心是出于心中那种爱。
And so a heart of mercy comes from a heart of love.
主耶稣爱这些众人。
Jesus loves the multitude.
他不愿意看到他们饿着肚子。
He does not want them to be hungry.
所以雅各书说信心是有行动的。
And so in James it says, faith is accompanied by action.
约翰说爱是有行动的。
And John said, love also is accompanied by action.
如果你看十八节的话，这边讲到小子们啊，我们相爱，不要在言语和石头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with action and in truth.
讲是没有用的，应当用行为来表现出来。
Talk is useless. Use your action to show it.
不像一个弟兄姐妹看到一个肉体上有需要的人。
It's like a brothers and sisters see that someone is in physical need.
对他说平平安安的去吧，愿你穿得暖，穿吃得饱。
And then tell them, I wish you well, go, keep warm and well fed.
却不给他身体的需要。
But then does nothing about his physical need.
将近两个月前，我谈到主耶稣赐给我们一个新的命令。
And about 2 months ago, I talked about how Jesus has given us a new commandment.
这个命令就是要我们彼此相爱。
And this commandment is for us to love one another.
以致众人看到我们就是耶稣基督的门徒。
So that other people can see us as the disciples of Jesus Christ.
然后今天的经文再提到这个命令。
And one more time, the scripture talk about this commandment.
如果你往后退的话，看三章第十节。
And if you look at 1 John chapter 3 verse 10.
三章第十节讲不爱弟兄的是属魔鬼的。
Talking about if you don't love your brother, you belong to the devil.
不是属神的。
And you do not belong to God.
如果我们是属神的，我们就应当彼此相爱。
And if we belong, if we are the children of God, then we will love one another.
所以这句话是非常的严重。
So this is a very serious scripture.
然后就讲到，如果我们没有爱的时候，存着恨的时候，我们是属魔鬼的。
It says, if we do not love and yet we hate, then we belong to the devil.
如果我们属神的，我们必须要彼此相爱。
But if we belong to God, then we will love one another.
我们是否愿意遵守主耶稣基督的命令？
Are we willing to obey the command of Jesus Christ?
来彼此相爱。
To love one another.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray with one heart.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us today.
求主赐给我们力量，能够彼此相爱。
Please grant us strength so that we can love one another.
当我们彼此相爱的时候，
And as we love one another,
众人就看出我们是主耶稣基督的门徒了。
Others can then see that we are the followers of Jesus Christ.
众人就能够经历到主耶稣基督的爱。
And others can then experience the love of Christ.
直到他们能够被吸引到主耶稣基督的面前。
So that they too can be attracted to come before Jesus.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.